12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM with the sounds of Charlie XCX and Rina Sawayama. The track's called Big For You. 26 minutes to 1 on Algoa FM. Time for us to get into Algoa Cares. Joining us now is Susan Wishart from the Wild Bird Trust, project manager of the Cape Parrot Project Parrot as well. Welcome to Algoa Cares, Susan.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Tell us about your NPO, the Wild Bird Trust. What do you do and why have you taken on the Cape Parrot Project?
Well, actually, the Cape Parrot Project was the birthing place for the Wild Bird Trust, so the other way around. As our founder, Dr. Stephen Boyes, focused first on the endemic and critically endangered Cape Parrot and was based in Hogsback, where the largest population of these parrots is found. And from there, he went on to establish the Wild Bird Trust, which has, as its other focus, a project that monitors and maps the Okavango Basin. So the Wild Bird Trust focuses on wild birds as indicators of change in and health of the environment and does a number of things like exploration and monitoring, raising awareness, engaging communities to conserve wild birds and their habitats so that the planet is actually a better place for all of its inhabitants. And yeah, here at the Cape Parrot Project, specifically, we aim to conserve the Cape Parrot. As I mentioned already, it's critically endangered through research and reforestation and community engagement.
Susan, tell us about your achievements since 2009.
Well, we've gotten leaps and bounds, actually, from those days when Dr. Boyes and his wife, who's our current project director, Dr. Kirsten Wimberger, were doing research here in Hogsback. So apart from the work of the Greater Wild Bird Trust, we now focus on research both of the species because we continue to discover new things about its needs and the habits that it has, which feeds into how we conserve them. And then also we focus our research on habitat through our landscape conservation team. And the research into species and into habitat is then used to support the work of the larger Cape Parrots and Myth Belt Action Plan, which we as the Cape Parrot Project help to produce and also involves many other experts and practitioners in the field. And of course, when we use that research, it's not just research on its own, but we use it to inform conservation actions, such as the restoration work that I mentioned already, as well as actions to support breeding and feeding needs of the parrots. And then in doing that, we hope to conserve the environment for the benefit of people, not only, you know, our general health and well-being, but also taking into account sustainable use and traditional uses of the forest. So we've planted nearly 50,000 trees in nearly 200 hectares of restored habitat. So that's really good news for us. And we also monitor a population of around 236 parrots on average in our region, but that doubles during certain seasons in the year. And we're also working a little bit into Makgowan Kloof and the Limpopo region, where there's about 100 individuals.
Yeah, sounds like an intricate exercise as well. And in order to execute it, you need finance and the likes. What are your list of needs?
Well, there are a number of ways for people to help, either financially in kind or just assisting to raise awareness. So one of the easy things for everybody to do is to please like and support our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. And as a public benefit organization, we welcome, you know, donations, big and small financial donations, where people can also assist us through the Woolworths My Planner card. And then, of course, we have those bigger ticket items. So one of the big things we really need at the moment is a research vehicle, because our current one is reaching end of life. And then the research that we do in the field, we're discovering better ways of doing that, and we would really love to get some tablets for the team. So that's a good thing for us. And then lastly and very importantly is we work with about 50 community growers for the nurseries where we're growing our small trees. And we're looking at taking them maybe on a business development journey in the new year. So if there's anybody who would like to partner with us on something like that, that could be something that would be really great.
Fantastic. We have all your details on our website, algoafm.co.za, on the Algoa Cares page, of course. Susan, thank you so much for joining us and all of the best with your current projects as well.
You're very welcome and thank you for the opportunity.
It's our pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.